The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.
It's Tech Thursday time with Andy O'Donoghue, who's about to use tech to spring clean your home. You really love your robot vacuums, don't you?
Well, I've had one for a while, Matt, and I got to say, they are one of the world's greatest inventions for the nerd who is required to perform domestic duties. Robot vacuums really work. They're great for wooden floors, and, you know, it's the time of year. People are cleaning up the house, they're doing the garden, but the whole spring cleaning vibe is in the air. And I think robot vacuums are a good place to start.
You said for cleaning wooden floors. What are they like with carpets?
They can find heavy carpet difficult, and that's the problem, because of their little wheels. And their little wheels sink into the carpet, and if you have a big, lush, fancy carpet in your house, the robot will struggle with that.
But if you've got an old carpet that's been worn down, you're all right then, are you?
If you're shabby chic, you're okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell us about some of the ones that you have, because the reason I asked you about carpet is the first one you have, the Roomba Combo Robot Vacuum and Mop. Clearly, you're not going to use a mop on a carpet.
No. But these are very, very useful devices around the house. You can spend as much as you want on a robot vacuum, and Dyson have been working on their new vacuum. Some of them can cost thousands of euros. Roomba, which is an iRobot brand, are probably the best on the market, and certainly the best value. And they have the i5, and it's a vacuum and mop combo. And they're very useful because that means they'll hoover the floor for you. They'll do the carpet. They'll do the tiles and the hard floor, but they have a mop feature as well. So they will mop a kitchen pretty decently. They're not brilliant at it. They're better at vacuuming, but they will give the house. And I would suggest if you have a robot vacuum and mop, use it every day. Even when you're out of the house, you program it to work every day when you're out of the house. Why I like the Roomba i5 is that it's currently on sale. I checked iRobot's website today and it's on sale for $299. It's voice assistant compatible, so you can say things like, okay, Google, hoover the living room. It's got power lifting suction and it doing the mopping and the hoovering in one go. Really useful and decent value.
Okay, and you have another one as well, the VacTidy robot vacuum, and again with mop.
I mention this because it's an alternative, newer kind of models, slightly less, costs less. That's why I like them. They cost less than the Roomba. Also has smart navigation, so it remembers your house, it remembers the rooms, and you can name them in the app. And so you can tell your robot hoover to vacuum a specific room.
They don't work on stairs, though, I imagine, do they?
No, they don't work on stairs. Believe it or not, there is a robot vacuum for stairs that folds over.
Okay, but would you have an attachment to use it manually to sort of switch off the robot thing if you need to vacuum the stairs?
No, you can't. They don't work that way. So you can't use it on the stairs. You do have to use an old-fashioned vacuum for that. But the VacTidy, if people want to look at them, they're really good value compared to Roomba.
Then what about more expensive models like the Samsung Bespoke Jet, which is about €650 plus? What do you get for that?
And that's on offer. The list price is something like €1,059, I think.
Whoa!
And however, I have tested this a number of times, and the Samsung Bespoke Jet, and I was a Dyson user. I bought a Dyson a couple of years ago, and the Samsung just leaves it in its wake. It really is remarkable. And it's really high-end, cordless vacuum. It has this all-in-one clean station, so you pop it onto its clean station, you press a button, it empties itself. It charges a spare battery while you're doing that. It has all the attachments. It's really neat. Doesn't mess up your kitchen. Why I like it is it's simply like unparalleled convenience is what I would say. And it's really neat. And you can detach various parts. You can use it for cleaning the car. And the battery is very good. But it is an expensive vacuum. I don't need one. But for people who do, because of pets, because of kids, because of people coming in and out with Wellington boots in a kitchen, brilliant.
Then you have a really interesting, another robot to do the windows for you, a window cleaner.
Well, this is, I mean, I've seen these over the years and none of them ever worked that well. Until the last few years, some of them have got so good. And Winbot make a couple of these robots. And the Winbot 880 costs just under €400. And this is remarkable. It is like something from a science fiction film. It has this advanced suction technology. It has edge detection, so it doesn't walk off the edge of the window. And it has remote control operation. So essentially what you do is you stick this to the window. You know those sucker yeah. tools to lift out glass and that kind of thing? Looks like one of them. You attach it to the window, turn on the remote control, and it cleans the window better than you ever could. And it finds the edges, and it cleans the window and leaves it crystal
clear. Okay, but what if your window's broken into panels?
It works once the panels are not too big, because there's a mechanism in the middle that allows it essentially to push along a little bit like a centipede, is what it looks like.
And will it climb over the wooden ridge or whatever to move to the next panel?
It can manage some panels. Now, you'd need to test it, but the people who sell these, they always have them in shops set up on demonstration panels. But it is an affordable solution.
How much is it?
€380. But if you have a lot of windows in your house, and particularly, I think, if you live in a two-story house or maybe an apartment on, you know, with a window that you can't get to, it's very difficult or dangerous to, this kind of tool is great. I've never seen it fall off. It works really well.
Okay. Give us a couple of air purifiers.
So one of the things that I like about these air purifiers is they've got cheaper and they've got a lot smarter, and all of them now have this kind of built-in compatibility with Alexa. The Compass Home Smart Air Purifier costs about €150, which is good. It's got HEPA filtration. It's got an air quality indicator. So when you turn it on, first of all, it tells you how the air is in your house. And it can be controlled by an app or via Alexa or Google. And it essentially cleans the air using a HEPA filter. It's really good, particularly this time of year when people are talking about hay fever, about having the doors and windows open, and it works really well.
Okay, that's one. What's the other one?
The other one I like is the Lavoie, and Lavoie make a number of these. The Lavoie Core 200S, and online at the moment, they're priced at about €90, which is really good value. I bought one of these myself during COVID, and I also bought a couple of the HEPA filters just in case they went out of production. They didn't, so I'm delighted with it. I am really delighted with it, because when I turn it on, it surprises me on a summer or spring day how bad the air can be. And then you run the filter, it turns blue, and you literally feel a difference in the room. Works really well.
I think I need new kitchen bins, because of all the things that you have to break into now between the green bin, the brown bin, the black bin. You've got a smart bin idea.
I love these, and they're really... I mean, you can spend a lot of money on a bin, you know, Simple Human, Brabantia. You can spend hundreds of euros on a bin, but they're all manual. Whereas the Tonu Smart Bin is kind of... It's the top end of touchless bins. So it detects when you pass your hand over, it opens. But the genius is that it seals the bag in the bin. A lot of people hate taking out the bin. It detects when it's full, seals the bag up, opens up, you throw it away into your black bin outside. Ingenious. €150, but for a lot of people who don't like messing with the bin, great idea.
What's it called again?
It's the TuNow Smart Bin.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for being with us for Tech Thursday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.